And now we welcome Dr. Rick Holm. Tonight's On Call with the Prairie Doc features the theme Chekhov, the Humanities, and the Physician. Tune in to SDPB-TV at 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain, or watch live on the Prairie Doc Facebook page. And he joins us from the Jeanine Basinger Studio at South Dakota State University. Dr. Holm, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Lori.
I love Thank this you. Topic. I love this topic. What
I knew drove you?
What drove you to choose it?
Unfortunately, I think through the years in the past, maybe in the last 30 years, 20 years, they have moved to getting the very best students, you know, with the greatest grades, and that can take the best MCAT test. And sometimes, if you observe carefully how these kids interact with patients, they lack that bedside manner. They're brilliant scientists, but they don't have the humanities component. And so I was thinking it would be a good idea to address that. And of course, thinking about Jerry Freeman as an ethicist guest, I talked with him and consulted with him on this topic, and it was sort of his idea. Chekhov is a reflection of our oldest son Eric's research. He had done a number of plays from short stories by Chekhov, the value of theater in helping people become more compassionate people. And I thought, gee, well, we could do a little Chekhov in there and then bring the value of humanities to medicine. And it kind of gelled. You know, Jerry Freeman sent me some information about what he's written on kindness. And Nels Granholm, who's the other guest for tonight, is an ethicist biologist from SDSU and a dear friend, and he just bubbles with love of humanity. And I thought, okay, we'll do a show that reflects the human side of medicine.
Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about, you know, where are you going to kick that conversation off with? What are some of the big topics? Has it changed? Has the education system changed where the humanities are less focused on in medical school? Or was it sort of always like that, where, you know, merging the scientific mind with, you know, compassion and empathy and kindness was something that had to be focused on?
You know, I don't think we've focused enough on that. Yeah. And I think that's Jerry Freeman's theme song and perhaps Nels Granholm's as well. I mean, and I'm really not sure where this whole night's going to go. When we have a show on heart, I can give you the outline where we go,
right.
Boom, 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 and, you know, we can bring it to this topic and that. It just depends upon the personality and the discussion. It's a wild and wide open what's going to happen tonight type
right.
of a thing. We do have...
This is a good humanities conversation, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's just see where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a four-minute roll-in where Eric and I recorded one of his play, part of his, you know, a short excerpt of one of his plays that he wrote as a play from one of Chekhov's short stories.
Okay, yeah.
And we'll see a little bit of Eric's acting and his creative writing as a part of this.
So let's talk about writing a little bit, because I think most people who know Jerome Freeman as a neurologist, as a physician, also as a poet and a quite accomplished writer himself, and you, of course, are an accomplished writer yourself. Tell me a little bit about what writing, and creative writing in particular, sort of teach, and how that intersects with the medical practice.
Yeah, really good question. I wish I had a great answer. You know, I think it writing itself is a creative activity that's magical and brings wellness to the person who takes pen in hand or typewriter or computer in hand and pours out ideas. There's scientific data that says that people who have chronic pain, if you bring them to write, and it doesn't matter what they write, if you just bring them to write 15 minutes a day, that their pain is markedly reduced and controllable as a result. I mean, it sort of lets out the demons that are wrapping their tight fingers around our back pain or our heartbreak.
Yeah.
And the creative part lets out those things in your heart that are giving you angst. Mm. You're a writer. You would understand that, wouldn't you? Don't you agree with me?
I agree. I do. I was actually studying journaling facilitation and therapeutic journaling and therapeutic use of poetry as a writer in residence before I came on board with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
So really?
I had done some residencies. and here's, I don't usually break into my own stories, but here's one of those experiences I had in the cancer waiting room. One of the residencies I did was to sit in the cancer, the waiting room there and create some kind of writing project for people. So I brought in all this magnetic poetry and people kind of moved it around, and because it's a very non-intimidating way to sort of get into writing. And I'll never forget this one couple who sat with their, little magnetic tiles, and they were, they had brought their father or some, an older gentleman for a PET scan, and they were waiting for a long time. And so they spent the whole time doing poetry. And, I was watching them. I said, well, I have some more, poetry tiles over here that if you need to add any words to your poem, you can. And they looked at me and they said, no, we are only going to work with what we have in front of us and make something beautiful out of that. And they had made this conscious decision to say, we don't have all the choices in the world right now, but we're going to take the choices that we do, and we're going to create the best moment that we can. And the poem they wrote was just beautiful. And then we typed it up on a typewriter and sent it home with them so they could keep it. But just the magic that happened in the waiting room through inviting people into that space of writing was really something to see. It often unfolds in really unexpected ways.
So much ties into what our show tonight's supposed to be about.
Yeah.
And I know it won't hit the mark. The mark's, in my mind, I want it to be this fabulous, perfect target, the center of this wonderful thing. And of course, you can never reach that when you really don't. It's just going to be an open-ended, creative
moment.
We'll
TV,
see what
happens. I think you've lined it up for some very magnificent things to happen, though. And Eric I follow him on, we're friends on Facebook, and he's been working through the book. I'm pretty sure he'd be okay with us talking about this, but the notion of daily writing in the morning pages from a book by Julie Cameron called The Artist Way, and that has... I think she always calls it sweeping the inside of your mind when you just get up and write 3 pages a day and just sweep out what's in there. And you said letting out the demons, but sort of clean out the store before you open for the day is always a good idea.
Well, I try to write an essay a week, and of course, writing about I'm not sweeping out any demons by writing about sleep apnea for next week's show, for example.
Right.
But it does. You write and then you tell a story, and the story really makes a point. And telling stories is the way. I mean, I've often listened to ministers give sermons, and I keep thinking to myself whenever I hear them, more story. Got to give us more story. it's the parable that matters. Come
right.
on. Teach
right.
us with a metaphor, will you? And
well,
Tune
in to tonight's On Call with the Prairie Doc. The theme for the show is Chekhov, the Humanities, and the Physician. SDPB TV at 7 Central, 6 Mountain, or watch live on the Prairie Doc Facebook page. And Rick, I'm probably going to send you some questions during, because this just sounds like a great one to send questions. You'll know, I'm sure, if that came from
Please
me or
do.
Not.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.